a little about Fiddler and Arthur Smith. A lot of these people don't know about him. He's really worth talking
to. I want to get Albert to talk a little about Fiddler and Arthur Smith, because a lot of these folks here may not know about him and who he was and how he influenced people like you.
I never met him personally, but I've read all that I could find about him. He was, as I understand, working on a railroad. And Sam and Curt McGee, they was two of the early Nashville stars, they knew him and knew that he was a good fiddler. And they asked him to come and play with them on the Grand Ole Opry. And he was a little hesitant to leave his job on the railroad. See, I guess he's like all the rest of us. He thought a bird in your hand is worth two in a bush back then. So they finally talked him into going with them and playing. And he had the title as the Blue Ribbon Fiddler of the South. And I think he well deserved that title. He did some of the finest fiddling that I have ever heard. And he was with them for, I'd say must have been 5 or 6 years, could have been more. And then I think he moved to California, and I lost out on him then till just a few years ago. There was he recorded some more, but he had changed his style of fiddling. Seemed like it never was the same author that did the first, and it was good, but it was a little bit different style, yet it was very good. And I think that he is dead now. I'm not sure.
Okay. Want to pick out one more tune?
Yeah, I'll find another one.